It is the sounds of Whitney Houston and Cece Winans on this one that is titled Count On Me. Bringing us exactly to quarter past the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and you and you. Wherever you are tuning us from this afternoon. I am Abigail and I will be in your company until the hour of 6, where I will be handing you guys over. Into Henda's company, who will be with you from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 on the Eagle Spot Zone. So it is the 15th of February 2026. So yesterday we were celebrating a very special day. Yes, a very special day known as Valentine's. Yes. So Valentine's is a day for lovers, those who are in romantic relationships, those who are married, and so on and so forth, right? So if you went on social media yesterday, I'm sure you saw a lot of content in regards to this special day. People were posting, you know, their loved ones, the gifts they received and all that. And all we could do, some of us, is Saba will like, ooh, how I wish, you know. But yeah, you never know. Maybe next year, next year's Valentine's, you know, us the singles, we might also have partners who are going to, you know, gift us. But we are happy for those lovers who got to celebrate Valentine's Day yesterday. And yesterday also happened to be my young brother's birthday. He's a big man now. So when other people were busy, you know, celebrating, having lunch, having dinner and so on and so forth, I was celebrating my young brother's birthday. It was really nice, you know, in the company of his colleagues and his friends. So it was really nice, really, really nice. I really had a great Saturday. Even though I didn't get to celebrate Valentine's Day, I got to celebrate my young brother's birthday, who happens to be born on the 14th of February. I even recall when we were at that party yesterday, somebody asked him, why are you born on Valentine's? And I remember responding like, his parents knew what they were doing, my dear. So he's a special child, because how do you just become born on the 14th of February? I mean, how? You know, so yeah, it was a really a great Saturday afternoon. You should have seen me. I looked hot. I really looked hot. And I think I now believe, because I've lost a bit of weight, which I love. I honestly don't complain about losing the weight. So January, after the holidays, when my colleague saw me for the first time after the leave, you know, after the holiday, she was like, wow, you look so great. Like, you look so lovely. You have lost so much weight, but I love it. You need to keep that body. You need to maintain that body. I was like, okay, thank you so much. I also love the fact that I've lost weight, because there are clothes that I was not fitting in anymore. I found myself squeezing into my own clothes. I also found myself buying a bit of bigger sizes, which became a concern in terms of, what if I don't maintain the same body weight? What if I go back to my normal body weight? And then what am I going to do with these big clothes now that I'm currently buying? So there were so many concerns in terms of the body weight. But yesterday, when I saw, because we took a lot of pictures, you know, we all know that a party or a birthday party or a gathering, you need to take a lot of pictures. And we really took so many pictures yesterday. And when I was looking at the pictures, I was like, wow, you look good. If not great, you really look good. I was like, ooh, I hope I will be able to maintain this body weight. I need to find out how many kilos I am in this moment, because last year the kilos were very high. I even had concern in terms of, what if I pile up more weight? What is gonna happen to me? But luckily, one thing I love and appreciate about my body is that it regulates its own body weight. Yeah. Other people, they usually ask me, do you go to the gym? Do you gym? You look like somebody who exercises and all that. I'll be like, nah, we don't do that here. It's just a natural thing that happens to the body. I will gain weight and then eventually I will lose it. So yeah, I really, now I think I'm starting to believe that colleague, that particular colleague who told me I look good and I need to maintain this particular body weight. And that's what I am going to do. I really look lovely. The people who follow me on social media, the people who know me, they can agree to this, that yeah, you look good. You look ayoba. So you shouldn't do anything. Don't add. Don't remove. Just stay there, because you look lovely. Yes. 20 past the hour of 4. Let me also wish anybody who is celebrating their birthdays today a happy birthday to you. I know it is a Sunday, but do make the most out of it. It only comes once in a year. So do enjoy it. Let's just not do things that are going to, you know, exhaust us in terms of tomorrow we start off a new week. Or rather, the new week starts off today and tomorrow we start with work. Other people, they started with work today. People like me, we start work on Sunday. Yes, I'm at work currently. So it's very difficult to find me in activities that exhaust me on Sunday and then lead to a very tired Monday and maybe a Tuesday. It's rare. So you also, my advice to you is that don't involve or don't engage in activities that are going to exhaust you because it's not necessary. Best believe that. It's not necessary. So today's conversation is about something that I've been complaining for the past few weeks. I think I've been mentioning this particular thing almost every time I come on air. If I am not, you know, making up things, I think I have been mentioning about the thing we are discussing today. And what we are discussing today is New Year fatigue. I even recall the other day, the other Sunday when we had Ellie in studio, we also touched on the New Year fatigue. We spoke on how people always talk about end year fatigue, but they never talk about New Year fatigue, right? And I also remember mentioning that I think the first time that I really experienced New Year fatigue was the New Year of 2025. But then the fatigue was not long-lived. It was short-lived. And then it, you know, it went away. And I believe the New Year fatigue of 2025 was because my holiday for 2024 was so long. The whole of December, I was on holiday, including the first week of January, I was on holiday. I only got back to work the second week of January, right? So the fatigue then, it was crazy because I know I usually experience fatigue, but the fatigue that I experienced January 2025, it was crazy. And I even remember telling Tate Franz that, ooh, I don't know, but I'm just struggling to wake up. And then he was like, no, that usually happens if you are coming from a holiday and eventually it will, you know, subside. I think that's the correct word, subside. Yes. So you will be fine. And in all honesty, it didn't last for long. And eventually it, you know, subsided. Yeah, it went away. In layman's English is it went away. So I was fine. You know, I got back in the new year with energy and all that. So my holiday for December 2025 was not that long. It was like 2 weeks maximum. But up until today, I'm still struggling with new year fatigue. I've been mentioning this on air for quite some time now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do at this point. But my hope is that eventually it will, you know, go away as well. Because we are already in the middle of the second month in the year. It is not supposed to last this long. Even though others, they say, yeah, you know, other people, they do experience New Year fatigue for a few weeks. You know, longer weeks, even though other people, they experience New Year fatigue, you know, short term. So it just all depends on the body. You know, it's not everyone. Okay, let me just hold on. Yes. So as I was saying, that other people, it depends on the body. Other people, they do experience New Year fatigue a bit longer. And then other people, they do experience it, you know, like a short while. So I don't know what's going on, but the year 2026, for some odd reason, I've been experiencing a, you know, New Year fatigue ever since, you know, even though there are times when I wake up, I'm like, okay, today there's energy in the body. I feel, energized. And then the day also goes very well. But then sometimes when I wake up, I even struggle to wake up. Like I struggle to get off the bed and then I just feel fatigued, you know? So that is New Year fatigue. And that's what we are talking about today. So if you are also experiencing New Year fatigue, you need to understand that it is something that is eventually going to fade away. And if it stays for too long, I will advise you later into the show on what you can do, right? So it is now 26 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Allow me to welcome you with the sounds of Phil Collins. Mr. Philip Collins, this one that is titled The True Colors. I will see you that is on the other side. Do not go away. You are in the company of Abigail, and we will be together until the hour of 6 o'clock.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You with the sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it. The darkness inside you makes you feel so small. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Show me your smile.
Show me your smile.
Don't be unhappy, can't remember when. And I saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and you're taking all you can bear, just call me up because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. Colors beautiful, oh, like a rainbow. Shining through, I see your true colors.
That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors, true colors, true colors. Beautiful, so beautiful, like a rainbow. That's why I love you. Show me your colors. True colors shining through. Show me your rainbow. Beautiful. Like show me your colors. True colors shine. Show me your rainbow. So beautiful. That's why I love you. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shine through. True colors shine through. True colors.
Mr. Phil Collins on this one that is titled The True Colors, bringing us to 32 past the hour of 4 o'clock, or rather 28 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. You are listening to the only talk radio station in Namibia. And I am your host, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock. As I mentioned before the musical break, that today we are talking about New Year fatigue, right? And this is something that I've personally been struggling with for quite some time now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But yeah, you know, the new year often starts off with energy, you know, goals and high expectations. But for many people, that momentum fades very fast. So new year fatigue is the feeling of exhaustion, pressure, or discouragement that comes after trying to change too much, right? Too quickly. Pardon my voice. So New Year fatigue is the feeling of exhaustion, or pressure, or discouragement that comes after trying to change too much, too quickly. So does that mean that probably I've been trying to change something too fast, too quickly? Perhaps, maybe. So if you have also been experiencing New Year fatigue, well, it could mean that you are either discouraged, right, to do anything or to do whatever you wanted to do in this new year. Or you are exhausted. Probably the exhaustion is coming from the holiday and your body has just not gotten in the, you know, the condition of getting rid of the exhaustion. So you are still exhausted. Or probably it's just the pressure that is on your shoulders, you know. When we talk about pressure, it could be financial pressure. It could be workload pressure. It could be also just in your life, there is so much pressure, right? So that in totality would lead to somebody feeling the new year fatigue. So in other words as well, new year fatigue is a state of deep physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion occurring around the turn of the year, which is caused by accumulating stress, accumulating high-pressure deadlines, and the pressure to set new goals while reserves are low. So it results in apathy, low motivation, and irritability, often mistaken for post-holiday blues, right? So New Year fatigue is something that we need to understand, all of us, because other people, they will just come and say, ah, it's just laziness, you know. just laziness because you are coming from the holiday. Probably your sleeping pattern during the holiday changed, or you were doing a lot during the holiday. So your body is just adjusting from the holiday season back into the norm, which is doing things, a lot of things on a daily basis compared to the holiday. But what we are understanding is that New Year fatigue is a state of deep physical, mental, and emotional exhaustion occurring around the turn of the year. And what we also had is that New Year fatigue is also the exhaustion from so much pressure, right? So much exhaustion and also discouragement in terms of you want to change things too quickly. You are not giving yourself time to do things. So you are just doing things very fast. That might explain why you're experiencing New Year fatigue. And as I am explaining this to you, I'm also getting a picture of probably why I've been so exhausted ever since the beginning of the year. It actually makes sense now even more, right? Because I've honestly been exhausted emotionally, mentally, physically. I've just been exhausted. But one thing I appreciate about this particular job, you know, the on-air presenting job, is that it doesn't take a toll on your body as much as other physical work, right? So as much as you can be drained mentally, emotionally, physically, you can still come on air and run a show. That's the loveliest thing about this particular week. And I personally really appreciate, you know, being a presenter on air. I think I've even explained this many a times that there are even times when I would be really depressed, you know, experiencing episodes of depression. But the moment I come on air, start conversing, you know, talking to you guys, even though you hardly call in, you hardly engage, but that feeling of being here behind the mic and, you know, leading a conversation, having a conversation, somehow seems to help in, you know, reducing the feelings of depression or the feelings of stress, which is amazing. And, honestly, I don't know how to explain it, but I think I'm really trying to explain it. So it is a really a nice thing, to be on air. And also it is, I think it is a privilege to have such type of work where you are not expected to be lifting things. We are not expected to be doing a lot of things. You are just here conversing, telling people, engaging with people, and so on and so forth. So I think that's why I have survived so far in terms of me experiencing New Year fatigue for so long. You know, it hasn't really affected me in doing this particular job. It hasn't. But now I'm thinking, what if my job was all about lifting heavy things, moving things around, or putting things together? I don't know if I was going to, you know, manage. Probably my employers would be like, what is going on? What are we going to do with you? So, yeah. But New Year fatigue is actually real, real. And we need to start acknowledging it as human beings, that there is a thing called New Year fatigue. It's not only end year burnout. Or end year fatigue. I know other people that don't experience New Year fatigue. I can also attest to that. I don't want to say I never experienced New Year fatigue until 2025. But probably I just never experienced New Year fatigue to the level that I did in 2025. So I honestly don't want to say I have never experienced it until New Year 2025. So probably I have been experiencing it, or I haven't been experiencing it at all in other New Years, maybe. But for the year 2025, that was the first time I really recall experiencing, you know, the fatigue that came with the New Year, right? So, yeah, 20 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. And when we talk about New Year fatigue, there are factors. Yes, I think that's the perfect word. There are factors, or there are things that are going to show you that you are experiencing New Year fatigue. So these factors are as follows. You will experience physical and mental drain. So you will experience symptoms that include persistent tiredness. Even though you didn't do anything, you just feel tired. You didn't do anything, you feel tired. I've been experiencing, persistent tiredness. Even though I don't do much or I didn't do anything, I would feel tired. I would just be in bed all weekend, but I would still feel so drained, so exhausted. So it is a symptom of the fact that you are physically and also you are mentally drained due to the fatigue, the New Year fatigue. And also you will experience inability to concentrate. You know, you are doing something, but then you are just not concentrating. It may be watching TV. It may be doing your work. It may be anything. You are just not concentrating because you are physically and mentally drained. And other people, they experience headaches, non-stop headaches. Other people, they experience muscle tension. And other people, they also experience reduced immunity. So when we talk about reduced immunity, we talk about falling sick easily. And funny enough, I have been mentioning how it's crazy that the cough and the flu that has been going around did not get me. Yes, it's so crazy. My friend who doesn't even get flu all year round, she got the flu and the cough. Like something has been in the air. People have been coughing. People have been having flu. But I haven't, even though I am seeing that New Year fatigue can also come with the symptom of reduced immunity. So you get sickly, right? And also, other people, they experience emotional burnout and cognitive burnout, which involves decision fatigue. So they feel overwhelmed by the choices that they make. It's like when they agree to go for a lunch with friends or loved ones, they'll feel a sense of overwhelmness. Like, why did I agree to go to this lunch? I would have just said, no, I cannot. I am staying at home. So, yeah, other people, they do experience that. Hello.
Yes, Abigail.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Mwavuka, Mwavuka.
Twazuza Mazafti.
Oh, Tuza Hande. Mwazuza Mwazuza.
Twazuza Hande.
Kwate ni kwa msevesa.
Lute ni kwa msevesi.
Lute ni kwa msevesi.
Yesha.
So, yesha.
Yes.
So, yes. Today, I think there are games. There are some games here that are the games today, and I think they confirm there are games today.
The what?
Games, soccer games.
There are soccer games today. Oh.
You think the Base 11 is playing today?
What teams are playing today?
So we also have the local ones.
Mm.
And we have those other, the Premier League. So, and I will tell you, I think it's Manchester playing today. I think they are playing today.
Mm.
I forgot about the team that they are playing. Manchester United played yesterday. Manchester United. So, Arsenal is there. So because your team is not there, Manchester United is not there.
It's not playing today.
It's not in this cup. This cup, he was beaten already.
Mm-hmm.
So you should now join Manchester City to support. To support, if you want to survive this.
Yeah.
So, because after all, isn't that the General Lenga is supporting Manchester City?
Oh,
you see the kind of the management strategy, leadership strategy that is also emulating.
Mm.
Is that of working too hard being focused, you know, being innovative. So that's how those guys play.
Mm.
So now, when you now come out from the game, for example, you know, you become very tired, you are fatigued.
Yeah.
Just like this time around, whether you went to look for, to look at the, to, you know, to learn the technique or whatever, but this, you become so physical fatigue.
Yes.
Mental fatigue. Mm. Or any other kind of your body, you understand?
Mm.
So, but if you allow that fatigue to weigh you down, that's where now the stress come through, I mean, find their way. The stress will find their way there.
Mm.
The depression, even high blood pressure, I think so. I don't know how it comes, high blood pressure comes. I always ask people who say they have
high blood pressure. Is it not the food? Because I know salt, uncooked salt leads to high blood pressure.
I think this is a lifestyle kind of illness.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle disease.
Then they say now, I think the one way of dealing with it, I'm just suggesting, because when I listen to psychologists and those who really talked about those issues, so they always talk about, you know, being lonely, you know, like you are just like lonely and you think so much, and they say the work of the devil, you know, the idle mind.
Mm.
If you are not here now to do some work, a physical activity, or maybe you read some books because of the assignment and other things,
mm,
and you are just there being lonely, oh, that one I think it also drain us.
Mm.
Drain us, and it become, it makes us unproductive. So because usually when I do some work or activities or even just those kind of things, you know, that they feel tired, you know,
mm,
so weak. So if you, of course, if you keep on, if you go and take your shower now and go and bath, I mean, go and relax there. Tomorrow, if you don't do some exercises, I don't know what type of exercises that people prefer, so depending on your convenience, isn't it? So you now, that means you might even fall sick.
Yeah.
Because the mind, the body, that's why those years when our mother finished some work in the evening there, they tell you, oh, you don't allow to make a pombo data.
Meaning what now?
So come and the mother will be lying now on the Okainda. You know, we used to have our inda. So you now you have matarase.
Mm.
Okainda, which you make from the palm tree and all this in Bale. So Okutumba now means, you know, like you go for massage.
Yeah.
And then you tumba my mommy at the back here, nice. You press her, press small by small, the whole back, even here on the shoulder. It's like you are massaged, you are being massaged.
Mm.
I don't know, I've never been at a massage shop, or whatever, say, a consultant or whatever to be massaged. But this is how they do it.
Mm.
It is the same thing that we do also in training and things like that. But for the mothers, not the fathers, mothers, they make sure that they relax there in the night when we are waiting for to eat in our dinner. They will tell you to come and everyone has to do some, you know, continuously day by day like that. And I think that is one reason why at least they live longer.
Mm.
So, and they were able to do a lot of things, whether it's social roles, or spiritual roles, or many, many other roles that the women perform at home. There are a lot, especially this time around. So they have to iron, they have to cook and direct, whether they just a housemate, what. So these exercises, these are things that you're able to heal us from psychosocial problems.
Yeah.
And they will reduce the issue of mental illness. You see, people are saying mental health. They think mental health is a problem. Mental health is the state of your mind, your physics, and all your emotions. Now, when it becomes now problematic, you have that mental illness, mental weakness, and fatigue, you know, all these other things. So I think, thank you very much for that. For you, maybe you need to be emphasizing much on this physics and mental so that people are really prepared and we know at least we are more aware as to how do I cross over tomorrow. Tomorrow is a working day, and you see this other day, and I've been working here, maybe wherever you are working, you have got your assignment and things like that. So that we don't really become so much fatigued and they become unproductive. So I think your program is so good, just that the soccer issues is also hindering us.
Yes.
I don't know how we manage it. So maybe next time we'll be connecting you to where the Chule Chule or...
Where the people where are watching soccer.
Where the people are watching soccer, and then they will be calling you, then they will tell these people that, yes, what is happening there? From tomorrow now, when people go and go, because sometimes when they celebrate, they win, they go and drink again. Now, after drinking or enjoying yourself, celebrating your goals, then they become now again, they relapse into fatigue tomorrow. So that kind of situation, we don't want it, and we want clinical people and managers to make sure that they maintain the stamina of the boys and the girls who are playing soccer and everybody.
Yeah.
So I wish that next time you'll be connecting there, yes, and then they'll be calling in those coach and the managers. How are you going to take, how are you taking care of your people this time around, this fatigue and mental and things like that? And then they will tell us so that they can maintain the same, whether they maintain the same stamina for the next games and things like that. And I think in that, we are able to engage them and get them involved in serious kind of activity. Because when these things come now, Menetumba has given the governors the right and all these things to make sure that before very far, we should be able to see how the fields are being constructed. And then we see now how this, what is it that Nene Elizabeth is doing? And yourself, this program? Is it the, yeah?
The what?
The Nene Elizabeth.
What is that?
You know what? I just remember something he's also doing that. And this is what you are doing actually. You are now engaged in this, what is it, awareness.
Is it the weekdays show?
Forget about the psychology is better. We are talking about now the mental, this wellness program.
Yes.
So the wellness program is what, this is what you are doing yourself, and you want to make sure that everybody cross over there. As we get into tomorrow, the activities will become more productive. So the wellness, and this mental issue that you are talking about, which is now mandatory to us, each and every government, each and every person. So that's why I was talking about you one day to get connected to those soccer fields. If you are in Zambezi, so we know what is happening in Zambezi there. I know the young men will come. But I also to facilitate and help you to get connected to those people who are there and then ask those questions and those things. So they will come because these are very, very useful programs. So they will heal people from all this loneliness and mental problems. And then so violence, I think it will become, you know, so that's what I'm talking about, man. So I know I'm out of your perhaps topic, but
I do understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, so for you, you can always contextualize it into your programs and things like that because you know you are aware. That's why you are telling us these things. And these are the things that are killing our people. Stress.
Yeah.
Violence.
So can I ask something that is not related to today's conversation?
Yes, mommy.
How was your Valentine's?
This Valentine, eh?
Mm.
So, I think to me it went well. So, the observation on from my side, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes I forget those things.
Mm.
But this time around, I didn't forget because people were talking about it and all these other things. And, yeah, I think the best thing that you can do there, or give somebody some kind of special gift, is to give some kind of respect and some kind of love. And also, because the Valentine, for me, when I look at it, because for what I have learned, of course, the element of love comes out strongly there.
Mm.
And all the symbols, and is it red color? What color of it? Is it really red or some kind of reddish?
It's red.
It's red, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Also, then you saw it symbolized some other meanings and this other one. But the good part of it is that the soldiers who were, you know, they were wearing apart, you know, people were fighting the soldiers.
Mm.
From both sides, they had to reconcile and have some the sense of love coming together because they were coming from, you know, it's like us who were, those who were in exile and then those who were here. So people came to reconcile. And that's a symbol of love, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like you talk about our national reconciliation, those former fighters of the liberation struggle, SWAPO, and this other one here, and everybody whose peace was here apart, was torn apart by war and things like that. So what happened is that those soldiers, they united. So they reconciled, and of course the celeste was ceremonized by the pastors, mostly spiritual people and also religious people, you know, from the church. So now that was the symbol of kind of a peace. But they say that red now is a different symbol again, it's the meaning. But they also, I think I don't have any problem with that because that is how it does happen. I mean, naturally. So in life, as human beings, of course, we need to demonstrate some of these things because of our biological nature and things like that. But anyway, the Valentine was fine. So because I really like the way of peace, how people come really together, even those, especially the lava one. Yesterday I met two young ones. One of them has got a nice thing and she's dressed properly and I knew that she was going to see her boyfriend. So, even if perhaps they were having some misunderstanding and things like that, maybe Valentine they could be able to reconcile or talk about love. What is the meaning of love?
Mm.
How it is? Yeah, you know, that kind of thing. So that's all I understand. I enjoy it very well. And I wish my wife, I hope she could have enjoyed it better.
Mm.
But I have to thank God for everything.
Yes. No, that's good to hear.
Okay, man.
Some of us, we don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Don't say?
Yes.
Why?
We are single.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, even when I celebrated, it does not mean because I'm having somebody. just celebrate.
It's for couples. It's for lovers.
It's for lovers, man.
Mm-hmm. It's for couples.
Oh, me, I didn't know.
Ah.
I just was Valentine and then people were saying, oh, okay.
Mm.
Oh, because I could, when I was greeting, we were greeting people, some of them, I say, okay, happy Valentine's Day. I thought it's like Christmas when they say Happy New Year.
Wow.
Oh my God. Sorry for those that I have mentioned. Maybe some of them were having their boyfriend, their husband.
Yeah, no, it's for lovers. Valentine's Day is for the lovers.
Mm-hmm. What do they do in that kind of lover?
You know, they gift each other.
They do some special things.
Yes, they gift each other. They buy gifts for each other. They go out. They eat. Mm. But for me, I feel like it's something that you can do even any day. So.
Obviously, because how do you sustain your love now?
Yeah, but
how
most
do
people.
Do it?
Yeah, but people do it on Valentine's, especially on Valentine's. Yeah.
So you just want to tell yes, because the person needs some present. They say, oh, please, sweetheart, come over. And the person agree, and then maybe probably pass there and reach, is it Kentucky or that angry lounge that women like much?
Mm.
The angry lounge. And then the person buy those things, and then you come together, you do the funny things, or whatever you do.
Mm.
Perhaps you don't do it during the day. So I agree with you when you say, I think it should just be every day. You must just promote, have a conversation about love, your what, you know, how you relate in or in other areas.
Mm.
Apart maybe, you know, business or economic areas, spiritual. So I think that to me, it promotes more love, can sustain love, and things like that. Rather than just coming together because of the Kentucky.
Mm.
And enjoy that one, you think you have enjoyed it.
Yes, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I understand. It's better than nothing. Wouldn't it just create more false kind of, you know, perception, the false impression that, yes, you really love this woman because you took her to, what is it? This, the one that we have here in Wintergreen.
Mm.
Spa. To spa.
Yeah.
And eat with rims and all these things. And then you are moving some, one boy, you know, young ones, you were holding each other and holding it. I said, please, you must take care of that woman.
Mm.
So I did not even think because of the, you know, Valentine and things like that of yesterday. I just mentioned that. So, but I know that it can promote if they take advantage of the day and say, yes, yeah, we're having some, you know, arguments and conflict and miscommunication.
Mm.
So today is today. Why are we having these things in quality and all these things yesterday? And today we feel like, is it really love? The true love or whatever that you're talking about, you just want to fake me because of the Valentine's Day. Let them take opportunity and discuss those things, mommy. So thank you very much for the question. Go ahead and see how things will go.
Mm.
So maybe from Valentine, we'll not hear more violence again until we finish the year.
Yeah, probably. That's the hope.
Domestic violence and things like that, and we'll be asking now. What happened to Valentine? Did it contribute to the unity or harmonious kind of love? Did it distract more? Maybe people have just spent a lot. And then at the end of the day, you are spending this thing and quality again. I spend my Brazilian on you.
Yeah.
Then what? So thank you very much, Abigail.
Thank you so much, Uncle Buana.
God bless you, mommy.
All righty. Have a lovely week ahead.
The same is wisdom to you.
See you tomorrow when you come and try speak Silozi with me.
Oh! I really want to speak that language. Honestly, because I write a lot. The only problem is that today you have this book. When the program starts, you have this other one.
Yeah.
And then before you know what is happening, so
but Silozi is just a difficult language. That's what I usually tell people. Silozi is a difficult language. It's one of the languages that even people in the region, they don't understand the language. They can't speak the language.
The one that you speak in the radio when you have your program, which one is that?
It is Silozi.
It's Silozi.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know that there is really one. Not Silozi, because Silozi is the one that you people speak in school there.
Yeah.
So, and there's one.
Sifwe.
Very close to Subia, ne?
Subia. I think it's Sifwe. Subia is not difficult.
Yeah, there's one that has got more weight that's very close to Oshiwambo.
Oh, I think it's Suvia. Suvia is the easy one. I think it's the first language. Not that I think. I know it's the first language that even Vambos, when they go to Zambezi, they learn the language. It's Suvia.
Well, yeah, that one. Mm. That one, you, those boys, when we were together at schooling and all at work, we were speaking this word. Yeah, so now that is where, that one I don't hear it much again because of the school, maybe. You know, we have graduated and things like everybody is now minding his own business when we speak in English. So I think that is the one that I am very close to me.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Mm. So, but why can't you bring them also in?
Suvia.
Yeah.
I am bilingual.
Bilingual. That's why I understand some of the few words.
Yeah, I'm bilingual. So if a caller is speaking Suvia, I will speak Suvia as well.
Good.
If a caller is speaking another dialect in Zambezi, I will switch from Silozi and into, because we don't limit the Silozi show just to the Silozi speakers.
Yeah, you are right. That's why, that I understand, because I understand most of the words that you also speak.
Mm.
When you are presenting, obviously I know that this is what she means. This is what she means.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's talking about children, I know this is the language. She's talking about and many other ones. Oh, no wonder I am getting that. I think it's a good thing. That's just like in Oshiwambo now.
Yeah.
Ndonga, Kwanyama, whatever, there you come in.
Mm.
So thank you very much for this freedom of speech that you were given.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Namibia, the radio, you celebrated the radio...
On Friday.
Was it Friday?
Yes, it was Friday.
Oh my God. So please, you are actually doing well, informing us, educating us, and doing all kind of things.
Mm.
That's why I say, yes, thank God Eagle FM came.
Yeah.
Into my life, and the impact in terms of learning a lot of things.
Yeah,
I think it's like to have a graduate. I mean, what a certificate? Even myself, I can give myself a certificate. I say you have really learned a lot from the radio presentation from Eagle FM presenters. So others also, I learn from them and things like that. But I'm talking about the radio that I listen most now.
Which is Eagle FM.
Which is Eagle FM.
Yes, and we also appreciate you as a very big listener of Eagle FM.
Thank you very much, Abigail.
All righty.
God bless you, man.
Amen.
Good.
Blessings to you too.
Amen.
Bye. It is 8 past the hour of 5 o'clock. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on the only talk radio station that is with me, Abigail, right up until the hour of 6 o'clock. So before Uncle Buana came in, we were looking at, the aspects of New Year fatigue, right? And, we spoke on the physical and mental drain. We also were looking at the emotional burnout right before Uncle Buana came through. So emotional burnout, this involves decision fatigue. As I mentioned earlier on before that, you feel overwhelmed by your own choices. If families or friends, you know, they come up with a lunch idea that let's have lunch Saturday afternoon and you agree to that. But then probably a few moments after agreeing to that, you start regretting and you start feeling like, why did I say yes? Why did I agree to this lunch? Because I don't want to go and do lunch with anyone. So you experience emotional burnout, and then you also experience decision fatigue that is brought by this emotional burnout. You also experience brain fog. You experience memory lapses and high irritability, that you are just irritated every moment of your time. You are just irritated due to emotional burnout that is caused by New Year fatigue. And also another aspect is, you know, the tired but wired feeling. Many people feel unable to relax, dealing with increased anxiety, sleep disturbances and the feeling of spinning too many things at the same time. So you will see that people who are experiencing New Year fatigue, they experience, the need to do something. It's like they just don't want to sit around and relax. So they have this need of doing things, which leads to increased anxiety. And when you have a lot of anxiety or increased anxiety, your sleep is definitely going to be disturbed. You struggle to sleep. And probably this is why we struggle to wake up in the mornings, because you are struggling to going to sleep. So the time you're supposed to wake up, that is the time when your body feels like it is now resting. And also there's the feeling of spinning too many things, doing a lot of things at once, which is always not advisable. So you also experience a change fatigue, because the new year often forces a mental reset and new goals. You know, this thing of new year, new me. People may experience a reduced willingness to engage in new initiatives, right? And also you will experience root causes, which is often driven by dopamine dips after 11 months of high output, accumulated sleep debt, and excessive social or professional demands. Now we will look at why it happens. Why does New Year fatigue happen, right? So New Year fatigue, often called the post-holiday letdown or January blues, happens due to a combination of physical exhaustion from the holiday season. So the sudden drop in dopamine after weeks of excitement, you know, the pressure of setting new goals while dealing with the realities of, you know, life. Now this is life. So here is a breakdown of why this phenomenon occurs, or why January or New Year fatigue, let me not even say January, why New Year fatigue occurs, right? So there's the contrast effect and dopamine crash, which means that the weeks leading up to the new year are often packed with social, festive, and high energy activities, right? Once these stop just like that, snap off your fingers, they are gone. Your brain experiences a sharp drop in dopamine, which leads to feelings of flatness, feelings of boredom, and also feelings of sadness all of a sudden. And also physical exhaustion and disrupted routines. As I've mentioned earlier on, that during the holidays, a lot of our routines, they really go into the trash. I don't know why we do that. But one thing that I'm glad is that my sleeping pattern during the holiday did not change. If anything, I think it was better, because also maybe it's the fact that at the village, there's no electricity. So a lot of things, they really go dark around 7 there. So it's normal to go to bed at 8 at the village. And then you find yourself awake around 5-6 there in the morning. So you find that physical exhaustion and disrupted routines, they also occur. And this is the reason why a lot of us experience New Year fatigue, due to late nights, you know, high alcohol consumption. Some of us, when it's holidays, when it's December, this is the time we do the makiti. So alcohol is just into the system, poisoning the system. And also traveling and unhealthy eating habits during the holidays, they disrupt sleep patterns and bodily rhythms, which leads to physical burnout, right? Especially on unhealthy eating habits. I have seen how people come back from the holidays big as a balloon. And you just ask yourself, what happened? I'm so happy it did not happen to me this year, because it also usually happens to me as well. Every time I come from the holiday, I am as fat as they come. I can't even explain it. Imagine being so fat and so dark at the same time. Because usually when I come back, I'm so fat and I'm so dark because the region is extremely hot. Like, it's hot. Zambezi is hot. Like, that place, they can power the whole region on solar panels. Nothing else. They don't need electricity in that region. That's how hot it is. And also, cumulative year end stress. We all know that the end of the year brings so much pressure to finish, you know, projects, to to manage finances and also to meet family obligations. So this piling up stress or this amount of stress can cause a burnout that is only felt once the hustle stops and the new year begins. So towards the end of the year or during the end of the year, when you are experiencing all these things, you having to manage your finances, you're having to meet family obligations, and you're having to finish projects. Maybe you are building, you want to finish, or maybe it's work projects that needs to be done before you travel for the holidays. All this stress, you might not feel it while you are going through what you are going through. You will only feel this stress when everything stops, right? And this is when the new year begins. And also, another thing is financial stress. I usually come here, I've made it my business to come on air during December to talk about finances, to tell you guys about finances so that we can avoid financial stress. Yes, financial stress can also make you have New Year fatigue, the financial hangover from holiday spending. It often hits in January when you are back from the holiday. And when it hits, it does not hit alone. It brings anxiety. It comes with debt, which adds to the emotional exhaustion. So you are already tired from the holidays. And then, boom, here is the financial stress. There's responsibilities that you need to take care of, responsibilities that you need to cover. And then you find yourself having questions, not knowing what to do. So financial stress also plays a role in us having or experiencing New Year fatigue. And this is why every December I come here on the crossover. I advise you guys on how to take care of your finances. On the Silozi Show, I do the same thing. And I think I might as well just have a financial program right here in the, what quarter is this? I think this is the last quarter. Yes, this is the fourth quarter of the year. So probably we need to have a program where we just come talk about learning how to save for the festivities or the holidays. Yes, we definitely need to come have that conversation. I have seen how savings have been circulating on social media. And I see people are really serious when it comes to saving. I even bought, you see, that can, the can where you throw in money, savings. I bought a can and I'm just going to try my luck to see how that unfolds at the end of the year, how much is going to come out of there. But one thing that I told myself is that I'm not going to put in coins. Just notes, and not 20s, not 50s. Maybe if it's not 150, maybe it's a lot of $50, maybe two or three. So I told myself I'm not going to put small money in my cane. I want to see how much I'm going to, you know, save at the end of the year. So we will have a conversation on saving. The earlier, the better. So that come end of the year, we don't stress. We don't find ourselves experiencing New Year fatigue because of financial stress. It is now 19 past the hour of 5 o'clock. We will go for a musical break and we'll come continue on the other side. So we will come continue with the common signs, the common signs of New Year fatigue. What are they? Don't go anywhere. So here is sounds of Genuine, R.L. Tariz, as well as Case on this one that is titled Best Man I Can Be. I will see you soon.
Yeah, this is for my brothers in the hood and the high rises. On the mansions with the maids. We gotta come together, y'all. Come on. Case.
Instead of here alone, well, trying to face. face another day. Gotta stay strong. So endure this pain.
I'm dealing with right now. It flipped my whole life upside down.
Tell them that I don't want your help. I don't need your sympathy. No.
What can a brother do for me?
You are.
He can help you up when you are down.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail. You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you do. Just
your touch and it could set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Not the single type, so maybe this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high, faded off this touch. You don't need a lonely night, so maybe I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you can do. A simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. I feel it coming.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. But it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm stand up now and face the sun. Hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I got all the answers to you. your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail, I turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
It is the sounds of Allah Black on this one that is titled The Men. I'm the Men, I'm the Men, I'm the Men. And before this one, well, we had the sounds of The Weeknd. Yes, I feel it coming. I feel the new week coming. And as well as Genuine, Tyrese and others on a song that is titled Be the Man I Can Be. Yes. 27 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, you are listening to The Crossover right here on the Only Talk radio station in Namibia and beyond. So before the musical break, I did inform you that we will come look at the common signs of New Year fatigue, what they are. So the first common sign of New Year fatigue is mental and physical exhaustion, as I've mentioned through the entire conversation, that you will experience mental, emotional, as well as physical exhaustion. And this is because of the New Year fatigue. And another common sign is procrastination or avoidance. We all know what procrastination is. We all know what avoidance is. So you will realize that when you are supposed to do something, you push it further. When you are supposed to do something, you keep pushing it further, or you just avoid to do that certain task or that certain thing. So that is a common sign of New Year fatigue. And I'm sure we have all experienced procrastination, whether it is because we are experiencing New Year fatigue, or maybe it's that time of the month when we are just, you know, procrastinators, right? So this is a common sign that will actually tell you that, you know what, you might be going through New Year fatigue. So another common sign is guilt about unmet goals. When you think about the things you would have done the previous year, and you didn't, and you probably start questioning yourself, why did I not achieve this and this and that goal? Or why did I not, you know, get to see this and that goal materialize? So you start feeling, or you start, you know, feeling guilty, guilt shaming yourself about unmet goals. Why didn't I do that? Because I could have done that. Why didn't I do this? Because I could have done that. So that is also a common sign of New Year fatigue. And I'm sure a lot of us, we do experience this particular sign beginning of the year, because this is where you sit and you reflect. What did I achieve the previous year? What did I not achieve? And when you get to the point of why did you not achieve a particular goal, that is where you start asking, but why didn't this goal get achieved? What happened? Didn't I do better? Didn't I put in more effort, more time? So it usually happens beginning of the year, where a lot of us, we feel guilty about unmet goals. And also another one, another common sign, there are a lot out there, but I just got a few. Another one is irritability or loss of focus. So wherever you are just irritated. You know, even when somebody means well, even when somebody means, you know, does not mean bad, you are just irritated. You are angry, you know. So that is also another sign. And also you lose focus, you know. You lose focus. I've experienced loss of focus on so many things ever since the beginning of this year. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm really in deep, in too deep with this New Year fatigue thing. Probably I need to figure out how I am going to combat this whole struggle, because I am struggling. You're not focusing. You could be doing something, but you are just not there. You know, you are not focused, because mentally, emotionally, physically, you are exhausted. So those are a few common signs. There are a lot out there. And also one thing that I've realized is that it depends on person to person. Other people, the way they experience New Year fatigue is not the same to how I experience it or how the next person might experience it. Other people, they might not even have these signs that I just mentioned here. Mentally, emotionally, physically exhausted, you know, procrastinating or avoiding things, you know, feeling guilty about unmet goals, because now it's a new year and you had these goals you wanted to achieve in the previous year, as well as being irritated and not focusing when you are supposed to be focused. Other people, they will tell you, I don't actually experience what you just mentioned now. I actually experienced this and this and this. So signs can differ from person to person. And also, we are different people at the end of the day. So when we look at the impact on your daily life, we talk about reduced productivity. This is in your life. If you are an employee, your productivity is going to be reduced. That's for sure. And if you are a student, your schoolwork, everything, your productivity is going to be reduced. So there is reduced productivity in your daily life. And you will also notice that you are really not being productive. All you want to do is probably sleep. But then when you go to sleep, you are not sleeping. That is also the problem. You also realize that your relationship, they start becoming strained. You will have strained relationships. Because when people want to come visit you, you have excuses of, no, I don't think it's the right time. Because you are in no position to, you know, make good decisions or good choices. So you will realize that friends, when they want to come visit, you have excuses. They can't come. Family members, loved ones, when they want to come visit, you have excuses. When they want to go out with you, let's go have lunch somewhere, you have excuses. Or you start feeling guilty about being out. So you start having strained relationships. And also you start experiencing declined motivation and self-confidence. You will see that your motivation is very low. You are not motivated to do anything. Like today is Sunday, you are supposed to prepare for the upcoming week. But then you will have no motivation or very, very less motivation, you know, to prepare for the upcoming week. And also your self-confidence. When your boss asks you to do something, you actually question, am I capable? Because you have lost your sense of self-confidence. So these are a few impacts that you can experience in your daily life, you know, reduce productivity, strained relationships, as well declining motivation and self-confidence. So, yeah. It is 20 minutes to the hour of 5. I feel like now I'm just going because I'm looking at the time. I'm looking at the time and I'm like, ooh, the time is really, really going. I only have 20 more minutes for me to be with you guys on this Sunday afternoon. So how do we cope and also reset with New Year fatigue? How do we cope with New Year fatigue? Or how do we help ourselves, you know, reset from the New Year fatigue? Sorry, I thought I switched off the other mic when I was clearing my throat. Apologies for that. So when it comes to combating New Year fatigue, you could try by prioritizing rest, you know, actively take leave when you realize that I'm exhausted and there's nothing I can do about it. Take leave and prioritize your rest. Go rest. And also start establishing strict boundaries. If you don't have boundaries between your work and your personal life, because other people, they are just living, to be honest. In fact, they are not living, they are just surviving. You find people who are just surviving, but they are not living. So they don't have boundaries when it comes to their work time. They don't have boundaries when it comes to their personal life. It's like everything is just all over. It's chaos. It's a poikikos. So you need to take leave. Take leave, prioritize rest, and also establish strict boundaries between your work and also your personal life to allow for recovery. Some people are still struggling with New Year fatigue because they haven't yet taken time to rest. And I think some people is me, to be honest. The moment I came back from holidays, I've just been, you know, I've been involved in different things. If I honestly have to think, when last did I just have a weekend that I was not doing anything? I don't know. I don't think I can even recall if there was a weekend that I just didn't do anything. Yo, I need to prioritize rest. Yes. So you can also embrace novelty, which is combating routine fatigue by trying new non-stressful activities that are not going to be stressful for you. Because some of us, we have activities that are really stressful, right? And these activities, they just continue making our bodies feel fatigued. For example, soccer. Guys, I have seen people get so stressed because of a soccer game and their team lost. If you have realized that soccer gets you so stressed to the point where you don't even know how you are feeling, you need a new hobby. Yes. Probably start playing golf or something, or start watching Formula One, maybe. So you need to combat routine fatigue by trying new non-stressful activities that are going to help you less stressed. And also manage your expectations. You know, avoid overloading yourself with unrealistic New Year's resolutions immediately, as your mental and emotional capacity may be dilapidated. When we were talking about the New Year, we didn't have a conversation about New Year's resolutions this year. And I specifically mentioned the fact that we cannot keep having New Year resolutions every year. Some can, but not all of us. Even I myself, I put New Year resolutions for me December 2024 for the year 2025. So some of the New Year, let me just say majority of the resolutions for the year 2025, they really saw the light of day. They did. And I was so proud, like extremely proud, because that was the first time when I actually had, um, when I actually had New Year resolutions for myself, I never used to do that until December 2024. So 2025, majority of them, they really saw the light of day. So the remaining ones that did not materialize, I told myself these are the ones we are going to tackle in the year, in the first half of 2026, right? I am not going to put any New Year resolutions until these ones that are remaining, they also see the light of day. So that's what I did. And right now, I'm stuck with the resolutions of 2025 until they are all out of my way. Probably that's when I will have other resolutions for the second half of the year 2026. So we need to manage our expectations. Avoid, you know, giving yourself unrealistic New Year resolutions. Other people, they will put a resolution of buying a new car when they know very well that buying that new car was not going to come easy. Unfortunate, but they still set unrealistic resolutions for themselves. How do you think you're going to live when you have a car on your New Year resolution list when you don't have the capacity to buy that car? So we need to avoid setting New Year resolutions that are unrealistic for us. And probably this is what exhausts us in the New Year, because now you are looking at the things you set for yourself, but then they are just so unrealistic. What do? You end up being stressed. You end up experiencing fatigue when it's just the beginning of the year. And also focus on health. We need to start focusing on health. Other people, they honestly don't consider their health. You'll find people just doing anything they think of, anything they want, without thinking twice about their health. So we need to start thinking about our health. If you realize that you eat unhealthy, maybe it's time you changed to eat nutritional balances. Balance your meals. Balance, put in things that you know are healthy for you. And also try to prioritize sleep to combat sluggishness. Other people, they really undermine the power of sleep. Sleeping to other people is a form of laziness, which is not true. It's not true at all. There are times when your body will just tell you that here, if you don't give us time to shut down, we are going to shut down ourselves. And that is usually a sign that always tells you that, you know what, sleep is actually very important. You need to make sure that you rest and you just don't go about your life without making sure that you rest. So you need to be alert about your health and make sure that you do rest. Right? And also focus on progress, not perfection. Very important. Focus on progress, not perfection. Don't feel guilty about the things that did not materialize. Rather feel proud of the things that materialized and give yourself grace to believe that those that did not materialize, they will also come to life eventually. So focus on progress, not perfection. And also try to revisit goals and adjust them if needed. When we are setting New Year resolutions for ourselves and we realize that they are really unrealistic, revisit those goals and adjust them if needed. If you put a resolution for yourself to buy a car in 2026, and you know very well that that is likely not to happen, go back to that resolution and probably put something that you know is realistic and it is likely to come to life. Do that. And always practice self-compassion. Some of you guys are so hard on yourself that you don't need people to be hard on you at all. You are literally hard on yourselves. You yourself, you don't need Abigail to be hard on you. You don't need any other person to be hard on you, but you yourself, you are just hard on yourself. So you need to practice self-compassion every time. Probably you are experiencing New Year fatigue because you do not practice self-compassion with yourself. Unfortunately, that is not a good thing at all. So always practice self-compassion. when you realize that you are not being easy on yourself. So it is now 10 minutes to the hour of 6. Those 20 minutes, they really flew by. Boom, boom, boom. So we will play sounds of Joe Thomas on this one that is titled What If a Woman. And on the other side, I will come and say my lovely goodbyes to y'all.
She never spent time with you. Says she's working late and it's always the same excuse. Took the keys to your whip, said I'll be right back, don't trip. Left you home with the kids, changing diapers and shit, what a twist.
Just stand inside.
It is now 6 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock, leaving you with this particular message. New Year fatigue doesn't mean that you have failed. Mm-mm. It means you are human. That's it. So the year is still long and growth doesn't have a deadline. Please listen to that. The year is still long and growth doesn't have a deadline. So take a breath, reset, and move forward at your own pace. Remember, it's okay to start again anytime. Should never feel old to ever, ever start again in your life, because it's okay to start again at any time. So this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you on this beautiful Sunday. I will see you next Sunday, which is the last Sunday in the month of February. So I wish you a productive week ahead of you, and do stay tuned for the next program, which is the Eagle Spot Zone with Hende. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Until next time, same place, same time. Leaving you with the sounds of Toni Braxton and Babyface. This one that is titled Hate You.
Ooh, damn, here we go again. Loving you has caused me so much pain. But you don't see it. You never see it. So why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby. And I for an eye. God knows I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to break your heart. You.